from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Who you crushing on? That's what I want to know, Lopez. Going into Texans training camp, and we are just 2 days away. 48 hours from now, man. Less than
two
that,
sleeps.
Actually.
Day after tomorrow.
We will be there at NRG Stadium, broadcasting live from Texans training camp. Call your shot now and your crushes. Who do you anticipate? Now, it'll develop over time. The list can change. You don't have to be married to this list per se. They just crushes. But going in, who do you feel like are your camp crushes, the people that you really want to look out for? And I want to go outside of some of the obvious, like, of course, C.J. Stroud to a large degree is a camp crush. Stephon Diggs, you know, like, there are some obvious ones, but I want to go a little bit outside the box and see if you had some ideas. I know I got mine, Lopez.
Yeah, I do. One of them is not very creative, but
don't sell yourself short.
Nah.
Don't sell yourself short.
All right, it's very creative.
I believe in the creativity of said thought.
It's the most creative one you will ever hear. Probably not, but I have two. One is outside the box, way in the weeds. But the first one, I mean, I was right there in line. I was talking about things I said on this show. One that I said that is flat out wrong, at least early on, is that 4-6 matters, man. In the NFL, 4-6 as a cornerback matters. I said that. I still believe that, but it doesn't apply, it seems like, to Kamari Lassiter.
Well, so does it matter or does it not?
Yeah, well,
wait a minute.
I think by and large.
It matters, but it doesn't apply.
I think by and large,
help me out.
By and large, it still matters. But apparently it doesn't matter as much for Kamari Lassiter. And again, maybe not creative because he's a high draft pick and all that. But I am so looking forward to it. And I am crushing on the possibility because your mind just goes into, you know, we're all optimistic. You know, everybody's undefeated, as the old saying goes. You think, all right, this is going to be the year. We feel better about that than other places that this is going to be the year. If they can get that dude playing at a high level opposite Derek Stingley and obviously a healthy Derek Stingley, dude, the possibilities are endless, you know, with this defense.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I would say Kamari Lassiter is just probably the most obvious, like.
Hey, yeah, so that's why I said not real creative.
But we're going to be not just watching, but I think crushing on the fact that, hey, this 4-6 thing might have been overplayed. You know what I wonder about the 4-6 thing?
Yeah.
Is how real it is, how real it was.
Did he have a bad day?
Yeah, did he just have a bad day? Maybe he just doesn't, for lack of a better term, race well.
Yeah.
You know, like, his football speed is just different from his track speed.
Yeah.
Like, it just... Like, I wonder how real the 4-6 is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a couple of mine.
Yeah.
I'll start with Azeez Al-Shaair.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a camp crush for me because I think he is stepping in as the leader of the defense, especially from what we've heard from them, the way we've heard them talk about him, and from what we've heard him say. as well. Like, it seems like, you know, that Mike linebacker position is sewn up.
Yeah.
It's his, and he is going in there as, like, the leader and the voice of the defense.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what that looks like, because that is different. I mean, he is a newcomer. I understand that he's got the background with D'Amico Ryans, and so we respect that and appreciate that. But we have not seen him in a Texans uniform. We have not seen him with these teammates. I feel good about it, but I'm also intrigued to see it. And I feel like as we get into camp, the further we get into camp and the more we see it,
yeah,
the more of a fan I'm going to be of one Azeez Al-Shaair.
Yeah, and I know you have others, and I think we are the same on this one. And Figgy, I don't know what your camp crush is going to be, but this is another thing that from the moment it happened, I'm like, there is a reason that this guy was brought in. I wonder what plans they have for him. And he has certain characteristics that a lot of fans may fall in line with as well. And that is Ben Skowronek. I'm going to be interested to see how they use him. I'm not going to call it a camp crush as much as I'm just intrigued by what I'm going to see out of him.
See, but I think he fits perfectly with a camp crush. Like, I might have cheated a little bit with Azeez because he's going to make the team. He's obviously like a starter. But Ben Skowronek, who I also think is going to make the team, but he is much more of a roster borderline type of guy who also, like, the thin line between him being a roster cut and, like, an actual dude that contributes to the team, like, it's a very thin line, but it's there, and it could go either way. Like, it could obviously go either way. So Ben Skowronek, yeah, man, this is another one who I think – is probably like the easiest to over, one of the easiest guys to overlook in like an overall discussion about the Texans.
Yeah.
Because it's Ben Skowronek. But I'm curious on what Bobby Slowik has in mind
for
a dude who is a bit of a Swiss Army knife. Like, think about somebody that can catch, block, run it. Like, he can play pretty much any of the skill positions. Not necessarily at a high level. I've said this before about Ben Skowronek. He is sort of like a kind of a version of Taysom Hill if you didn't try to play him at quarterback.
Yeah.
Like somebody that you can basically
That's a good way to put it.
You can basically put him at pretty much any position and find some kind of conflict within the defense.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. I don't necessarily know if any of these guys are even going to make the team, but every year, without fail, year after, for as long as I've been watching this team and football, there's going to be a running back in the preseason that people are going to say, hey, what about that guy? You know,
every single year,
every year. There's a running back. And the one that I think is going to, I'm not saying he's my camp crush, but the one that I think is going to capture a lot of people's attention is British Brooks.
That's the one.
Undrafted free agent.
Everybody's talking about him. And when I say everybody, I'm talking about the deepest pockets and corners of Texans, of like Texans Reddit and Twitter.
And by the way, he's 24 years old. He played 6 years at North Carolina. Like he is a good running back. He was a special, keep this in mind now, special teams captain 2 years at UNC. Good running back, good yards per carry average, but nothing spectacular. Just one of those guys. Like, I'm not going to say I'm going to be a camp crush, but I guarantee you, Hall of Fame game, preseason, people are going to be going, hey now, what about that British Brooks guy?
So the way I look at it is more so I'll include British Brooks in this conversation. It is the rookie running backs, or you could call it the running backs not named Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce, or running backs that you've heard of before on this team or otherwise, like obviously with Joe Mixon being who he is. But the non-Mixon Pierce RBs are my camp crushes already.
Every time.
Already, before we even get out there, and for a couple of reasons. I think there is a legitimate question, if not competition, and I think you could call it that, competition. But I'll say at the very least a question about who the number two running back is going to be on this team. And I think it's Damian Pierce. I've got confidence in Damian Pierce, and I'm rooting for Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
But I can't say 100% that that's who it's going to be, that one of these other guys is not going to push him for that spot to begin with. So I'll start with that. But even as the third running back. Mm-hmm. I feel like a really good team has more than one, more than two running backs that they feel like they can rely on.
Yeah.
And I would feel a lot better knowing that it's not just Joe Mixon and a Damian Pierce who's having to redeem himself, but some of this new blood at the position.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Jawar Jordan, who they drafted out of Louisville, and who you mentioned, British Brooks, out of North Carolina, the undrafted rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys to me are obvious camp crushes, because it's like, hey, who else is going to carry the rock other than, let's be honest, a Joe Mixon who we're expecting to be good but is aging. You could stand to have somebody behind him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, my camp crush, I got to go with Danico Autry. This is a guy that played defensive end, and they brought him in. Yeah. And I don't know if y'all know this, but it seemed like the Texans are set at defensive end on both sides. I'm really intrigued to see how they use him and where he fits in. And I think him being able to play DT, I think that's a great thing. That's a guy that sat the quarterback a lot, man. Mm-hmm. So I'm really intrigued to see how they play this event, man. So and Caserio said some good things about him. Pretty much called him a badass. And
was that the football playing Jesse, or was that Shaiir?
I think that was Shaiir.
Yeah,
but no, he called. He was talking about
somebody that was in the alley. You want to see him?
Yeah,
in the
that
alley?
Was Autry.
That was Autry.
Yeah. So I really want to see how they play him, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm intrigued by this because I don't think I've said this, but this, I kind of look at Danico Autry as like the $10 million luxury.
Yeah.
They signed him to a 2-year, this is off memory here, but a 2-year, $20 million deal, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So you talking about this year, I call him the $10 million luxury. They're going to rely on him to a degree, but you're talking about a double digit sack edge rusher who can play on the inside. Who I think in this role or how he's going to function on this team is almost exclusively as an inside pass rusher.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we are fully wrapping our mind around, if healthy, what it could look like for them rushing the passer. That three of the four guys.
I don't think we know exactly who it's going to be.
Yeah.
We know the ends. We know Autry.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
There's going to be a bunch of guys.
Like, they brung in another defensive end.
Yeah.
And they got two for sure starters.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Three of the four guys
are set.
are not only set,
yeah,
but can rush the passer. We've seen either at an elite level,
yeah,
at a promising level.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to look at Will Anderson and the Ascension, or in Danico Autry's case, just consistently over the course of some years now and can bounce inside and out.
Yeah.
So that's three of the four right there. Like that fourth guy might be more exciting than anybody.
Yeah.
Because he's like, hey, man, I don't know what you think you're going to do with those guys. He might go unblocked.
Derek Barnett, Jerry Hughes.
This is like some Madden type stuff. Like, let me just sign all the defensive ends that can sack the quarterback.
Yeah.
And let's just put them all on the line and see what they do.
Who do y'all think is going to be the Texans sack leader since they got three guys that could
actually get double digit sacks. I mean, I think it's going to be between Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
Well, who do you, if you could call your shot right now, who do you think is going to lead them in sacks?
Well, I'll do it from a gambler's perspective. I'll say Danielle Hunter, but I probably would bet because of the value on Will Anderson. I think Danielle Hunter's the safe bet. Double-digit guy, been there, veteran, you know, certainly going to benefit from Will Anderson being on the other side and Danico Autry for that point, for that matter. But I would bet just because of value upside on Will Anderson. But I think Danielle Hunter's probably going to be it.
Hey, I like Figgy's pick here. I didn't put Danico Autry in my list, but mm-hmm. the more and more I think about it, and if he's, and I do believe he is.
Yeah.
The badass that Nick Caserio talks about him being. Mm-hmm. And if he's the badass that I can remember him being with the Texans going up against him when he's been with Tennessee and when he's been with any, like every time they play Tennessee or Indianapolis and he's yeah. on the other side, that is.
You notice.
Once you get into the nuts and bolts of the game and start trying to figure out what the matchups are, it's hard not to come across his name and to think about, okay, what's that offensive line going to do with Danico yeah. Autry? Is yeah. Danico Autry, you know, going to have the offensive lineman in the running back's lap mm-hmm. or in the quarterback's lap, that sort of thing.
What are they going to do with J.J. Watt?
That's a good pull, Figgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always thought about this, too, because going into the offseason, we knew we would need another defensive end outside of Will Anderson, on opposite Will Anderson. But not only do they get Danielle Hunter, they got D'Amico Autry, too. So yeah. it's like they loaded. You mentioned Barnett, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, they are loaded at that position.
They are.
And you know D'Amico ain't about to be a backup. They ain't paying that money for him to just be a backup to no. get somebody their breather.
No, yeah.
So
in.
They about to have all these guys going after the quarterback.
No, he's in.
Yeah, and I also wonder if I'm being a little bit lazy on just assuming that he's going to be in there for pass rushing situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's more so because he plays on the outside or because he's aging, but hell, he could just straight up play D tackle.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, like he's
clearly
like,
he don't care.
Yeah, he don't care.
Just put, who am I hitting?
Yeah.
Yep.
Whose ass am I whooping?
Yeah, exactly.
Put somebody across from me.
Yeah. I know he
and
look,
it's me against him.
I know he looking like, oh, Will Anderson, Danielle mm-hmm. Hunter. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. I would like to get in on that too.
Yeah.
He about to be loaded.
Yeah, like Caserio was saying, junkyard dog, I think is
yeah,
what he said.
Junkyard
too.
Dog. Yeah.
Junkyard dog don't care if he's outside or inside.
I think back to when they traded Malik Collins. And I just didn't understand it at the time. And I was like, man, what's wrong with Malik Collins? What's the issue? Like, I thought he played just fine. And then, like, I think about the things that they didn't necessarily say about Malik Collins that they go out of their way to say about Danico Autry.
And it's mind-blowing. Like it was unsolicited.
Yeah, and this is less about Malik Collins and more about Autry for me is, like, it also bears itself out. Like, mm-hmm. you've seen that from Danico Autry over the years. That's his reputation around the league, and they paid him like that.
Yeah,
that's why I call him the $10 million luxury. Like we don't talk about it a lot because it's Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson being the defensive rookie of the year,
mm-hmm.
and like Derek's, like the cornerback situation I think is way more interesting. That's why to me he's like the $10 million luxury.
Yeah,
because nobody talks about him.
And I know a week from now, 5 days, 3 days from now, whatever, we're going to have to start having this other discussion of, like, who's on the bubble? Because of all these crushes and all these players that are going to be playing, I mean, there's going to be some pretty familiar names that are going to be on the bubble as well because of this.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. Maybe this is something we get into tomorrow, but,
yeah.
like, when we talk about the bubble,
mm-hmm.
I think about that wide receiver group.
Oh, for like, well, that's a yeah, for sure.
So,
that's a given.
And let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
That picture posted, CJ Stroud posted that picture working out with his guys.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it like, yo, this could be the group.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like the group. Somebody's going to be left out. Somebody actually is going to have to go on the practice squad. Somebody might not make the team.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Woods, John Metchie's out there. Ben Skoranek's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Noah
Hutchinson.
Hutchinson's not in the picture.
Yeah.
Noah Brown's not in the picture.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, so Noah Brown, you figure, is going to make the team because they paid him to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, Hutchinson, second-year guy.
Yeah.
Seen him working out. And you can see the potential in him, but it
yeah.
didn't. It wasn't really materializing last year when they really needed him. Where does he fit in into a much improved and upgraded position?
We don't know if Jerry Hughes is going to make the squad.
Yeah.
I mean, he should. I guess they brought him in. But, I mean, we just talk about the depth at rush end.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. It's,
yeah.
They loaded, man.
They are loaded.
Man. Dude. It is going to be so much fun.
It's going to be fun.
It is going
to That might be the position to watch in training camp, to be honest. Yeah. All them defensive ends.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm telling you. Coming up next on In the Loop, why the first few weeks of the season could determine the AFC South. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.